ask yourself how an extraordinary and world-famous person came to be so accomplished? This is the mystery at the heart of Wondery's Imagine Life Family, a podcast for parents and kids alike that puts you in the shoes of real-life legends. But the catch is, their identity is a mystery, and you get to figure it out. Are you an artist, baseball player, or maybe even an astronaut?
Every episode of Imagined Life Family immerses you in the surprising moments and challenges that shaped someone's life before they became successful. Along the way, there will be clues about your identity, but you won't find out who you really are until the final moments.
So take a journey with Imagined Life Family, because sometimes to find your own path to success, you just need to see the world through someone else's eyes.
You're about to hear a preview of Imagined Life Family. While you're listening, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or listen to episodes 1 week early by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Imagine you are high in the treetops above the African jungle. You scramble from branch to branch. You are being chased by a hungry leopard, and you are running for your life. You maneuver through the trees like a wild animal. Because you are, even though you're human. The jungle is the only world you've ever known. The leopard leaps onto your branch, teeth gnashing, eyes filled with fire, and then, oh no, you've run out of branches. As you dodge that leopard's sharp claws, you lean out and grab hold of a vine and swing across the river, leaving the leopard behind. You are the king of the apes. You are Tarzan.
Come now, dear. It's time for tea.
Okay, you're not actually Tarzan, but you might as well be. You know exactly what it feels like. You're 10 years old, and you love the jungle. Wild animals, swinging from branches, adventure, freedom. But you're not in the jungle. You're high up in a tree, in your backyard, in your house, in England. Boring. You're a long way from the jungles in Africa you've been reading about in your books. You scurry down the tree and hope the grown-ups having tea with your mother won't notice you.
What are you reading, young lady?
Oh, too late. It's your aunt.
Tarzan of the Apes.
Her nose wrinkles in disgust.
Why on earth would a little girl read such rubbish?
You stare at the ground, pull at the edge of your skirt, which is stained with grass. You love the mystery of the jungle. Wild animals stir your soul. It's so much more exciting than school or England. You look up, clear your throat, and look your aunt straight in the eye.
When I grow up, I'm going to go to Africa and have adventures like Tarzan.
The ladies look at each other and burst into laughter.
But you are a girl. Girls simply do not go to Africa.
You stomp away from the tea party. You've never been interested in the things girls are supposed to do. If they think you simply can't go to Africa, well, you simply have to prove them wrong. When you get a little older, Tarzan isn't your only hero. You also learn about famous scientists who study animals and wildlife. That's what I want, you think. To be a scientist in Africa. You work long hours. You save up your money. And then you spend it all on a boat ticket.
You're here. Can you believe it? Land of lions and tigers and apes in the jungles of Africa.
Except that's not where you are. Instead, you're standing in the middle of a museum in Africa waiting to talk to Dr. Louis Leakey, one of the greatest scientists in the world. He just might be able to help you achieve your dream. But first, you'll need to pass his test, whatever that is. You nervously tap your foot and rehearse what you're going to say for the 100th time.
He'll see you now.
As Dr. Leakey guides you around the museum, he grills you with questions about every animal, from bugs
to bears.
What is the scientific name of the great white shark?
Carcharodon carcharis. It means sharp-toothed shark. Sounds fitting to me.
Dr. Leakey's face finally breaks into a smile.
Correct. I always liked that one. Where did you study?
There's a lump in your throat, but you swallow it down.
I studied on my own. I could only afford secretarial school, so I learned about science and biology from reading books on my own.
Did he just nod approvingly? You fidget with the strap of your satchel. Did you pass? Finally, you can't take it anymore, and you blurt out what you've been wanting to say since you got there. Heck, what you've wanted since you were a little girl.
I want to help you on your scientific expeditions.
Dr. Leakey scratches his chin and seems to think it over. Although, it's kind of hard to tell because he always looks like he's thinking things over. Finally, he says,
I'm afraid I can't offer you a researcher job since you don't have a degree. But my secretary just quit. If you're interested, the job is yours. It's not very interesting work, I'm afraid. Type up the field notes, organize spreadsheets of daily findings, take dictation for my letters, and make coffee and tea.
I'll take it, as long as I get to learn from you.
Okay, but you'll need to observe carefully. Being out in the African wild is very different from your books.
And just like that, you're in a jeep, speeding across the plains of the Serengeti with Dr. Leakey. You pass by endless dry grass, with an occasional squat tree sprouting out of the earth.